This is Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm David First. A Mexican religious subculture is growing in Queens. Followers of Santa Muerte, the Saint of Death, say she watches over the marginalized and undocumented without judgment. WNYC's Olivia Eberts checked in with a group of her followers on their holiest day of the year.
It's nighttime in Corona, Queens, and Rodolfo Romero grips the steering wheel of his Ford Ranger. We're snaking around roadways, looking for a religious procession.
Ya estamos perdidos.
Romero doesn't know the roads in Queens. He's come here from the Bronx to celebrate the birthday of his favorite Mexican folk saint, Santa Muerte, or Saint Death. She's the second most popular folk saint in Mexico. According to some scholars, her followers make up the fastest growing religious movement among people from Latin America. Santa Muerte is the patron saint of anyone who lives their lives a little closer to death than the average person. That used to mean cab drivers, drug dealers, and sex workers. But many of her followers say that as the religion gains traction, that's changing. Romero himself says he follows Santa Muerte because she was able to deepen his connection to his deceased father.
Dice yo devoto de la muerte porque me hizo volver a ver a mi papá, le permitió que saliera otra vez de el reino donde él está.
A few minutes later, we find our way to the processioners. They're on their way to a rented cultural center. Some of them are dressed in their church best, others in punk garb. They're accompanied by banda musicians wearing gold brocade uniforms and dancers dressed in Day of the Dead costumes. Once at the venue, the processioners line up to place statues of the saint at the altar. She's usually depicted as a skeletal female Grim Reaper wearing a cloak. Her followers will spend the evening venerating her with prayer and entertainment. These worship sessions happen once a month, but tonight is extra special because it's Santa Muerte's birthday. The founder of this chapter of followers is Felipe Pasitas Lopez. He has both his arms wrapped around a red statue of Santa Muerte. She's nearly as tall as he is. Lopez blesses the worshippers by running a colorful prayer candle down their backs. The color of the candle changes depending on what they're asking Santa Muerte for. Red means love, green means money.
Oh, preciosísima y divina Santa Muerte.
Oh, preciosísima y divina Santa Muerte.
Sana los moribundos.
The line is long, and the air is thick and steamy with incense and body heat. Lopez estimates there may be 150 to 200 people here. He says the group is growing to include more people from all over.
Before, I used to have only Mexican people. Now I have people from Honduras, Ecuador, El Salvador, Guatemala.
Lopez says the reason he's gaining followers is because the Catholic Church judges, and Santa Muerte does not. He says there are a few growing demographics in particular, the LGBTQ community and the undocumented. Lopez himself is undocumented. He says his love for the skinny saint solidified during a near-death experience crossing the border. Another undocumented follower, Raul, crossed 6 years ago. Raul says being an immigrant here has often been lonely, and Santa Muerte has helped him through that.
Voy a ir a hacer algo por mi familia, pero pues acá uno se encuentra muchos obstáculos que te hace, te sientes solo y todo eso, entonces pues buscas el cariño de alguien, ¿no? Y quién mejor que de la Santa Muerte.
Manuela Medina has just overheard my conversation with Raul. She says, though many followers are converts, it's important to remember that this is an ancient tradition. Many of Santa Muerte's followers believe she's an evolution of the Aztec god of death. For Medina, it's a cultural and familial tradition, dating back to her great-great-grandparents.
Okay, yo soy seguidora de la Santa Muerte desde mis abuelos, bisabuelos, tatarabuelos. Toda mi descendencia siempre hemos creído en ella y es parte de mi cultura.
I've seen the scene growing firsthand. When I first spent time with these Santa Muertistas 7 years ago for a documentary, the parties were more bare bones. A mariachi band, one or two rock bands, and some dancing. At this party, there are two mariachi bands, a DJ, bartenders, even a hired clown. Now, the second mariachi act is performing, but their backs are turned to the many Santa Muerte followers here. Instead, they're facing the birthday girl herself. They play for her late into the night. Olivia Eberts, WNYC News. Que ahí estuvimos enamorados.
Tú misma fuiste quien buscó la beca, la más bonita.